Welcome in to the Conversations with Carlisle here on Thursday, February 20th, 2020. I am your host, Zion Brown, here with Ben Davis, head boys basketball coach, Don Carlisle. What's up, coach?
Good morning, good people.
So we'll start off just going over the last week. We'll talk about last week's game, last Friday that you guys played at Lawrence North. You guys lost that one 88-50. How do you guys try to manage going against good teams? Because it seems like, for the most part, you haven't been able to get that signature victory against a good squad.
Starts with the kids. I know we prepare the way we're supposed to prepare. And I think sometimes we defeat it before we get on the floor. So most of that was exactly what we talked about before with them just being mentally ready to go. Physically, we were able to compete with those guys. But for some reason, on the mental aspect, they have the advantage over us.
And so how do you really try to get past that mental aspect and put yourself in the right headspace to contend against the better teams in the state?
Man, that's a question that I can't answer. I thought that we were putting ourselves in a better position, especially since we played them the first time. Knowing what they can do and what they're capable of, that sometimes will scare you straight and put you in the right headspace, especially going into playing someone for, you know, multiple times in the same season. So I can't answer it. I don't know why those guys, some of them, it's not the whole group, but some of those guys just aren't ready to play when we come to those types of teams.
And then on Tuesday night, you guys were able to get the 13-point victory at home against Tinley. What did you think of your team's performance in that game?
There's a such thing as a bad victory. You know, I think that they're a good young team, though. No disrespect to Tinley. I think, and I like what they're doing with that young group that they have over there. But sometimes we don't play to our full potential, and we allow certain things to dictate how we go about playing the game. Like I said, that same thing happened against a good team could be the same thing that's happening against a team that you should beat. So I just think that they did some good things in the zone and took us out of what we wanted to do to slow us down. And they executed their game plan, and we just didn't do a very good job. We had too many turnovers. Same thing with LN. We had, I think, 9 in the first quarter. And we had 9 in the first half against Tinley, and they wasn't really pressing. So this is little mental mistakes. All these things are fixable. We just got to be willing to do the work.
You mentioned how Tinley went into his zone, and it kind of flustered you guys a little bit. And I feel like a few times over the season that's continued to happen. So how do you guys kind of work to try to play against the zone and have more fluid offense against that type of defense?
Well, oftentimes the zone is effective when you don't shoot the ball very well and when you make poor decisions. Oftentimes, and when we play against a team like that, they'll send two of the guy and take our first option away. And we just haven't done a good enough job in that 3 seconds with the ball when you're getting trapped to be able to find the right guy and able to just make some shots. If we're lucky enough to make some shots, then they have to come out of that zone. So there's no if and or buts about it. We just have to make shots when you play against the zone. You have to make right decisions to bring them out of the zone.
And on Tuesday, you started freshman Sheridan Sharp. What went into that decision? What goes into your game-to-game lineup decisions?
Started Sheridan Sharp because we needed ball handling. And I thought that he proved himself enough over the course of the season. I had my eye on him. We had our eye on him as a staff from the beginning, knowing that we knew that he had enough talent. We wanted to get him more experience and confidence playing at the freshman level. And then we moved him up with all intention to playing him on varsity. So he struggled a little bit early. It was his first time. I think that he still made some good plays. So my thought process was we need more ball handling. So that's the reason why he was able to start and play in that game.
And talk about their transfer that you also got, Larry Stone. What does he bring to the team?
Energy. I love his defensive tenacity. He's able to pick guys up full court. And when we struggle at the point of attack on the ball, especially from the point guard standpoint, I think that he could give us a steady dose of good defense and good decision-making from that position.
And so tomorrow night on Friday, you guys will face a Cathedral team that has a pretty young nucleus, but they're a talented team. So how will you try to handle the Irish tomorrow?
Same way. I mean, our approach hasn't changed. I think most of the time we try to figure out how we can be better ourselves. Of course, there's scouting and preparation that goes into every game. But I just want to make sure that we play the best brand of basketball that Ben Davis can and pressure their young guards. Tayshaun Comer is a really good guard. That he's one of the best guards in the country in his class. So we have our hands full with Cathedral, but I believe that we'll come out on top if we just do the small, simple things like play defense, rebound, and run to go get easy baskets.
All right. Thank you, Coach Carl. Anything else you have to add?
No, like I said, we have two games left. Friday night, we play at Cathedral, and then we finish up at home next week. I'm pretty sure we'll have another conversation before that.
Yeah.
But just to put a bug in your ear, it's our senior night, and we want to send these guys out on a high note. So hopefully we can get this win and get the win on Friday to get ourselves back to 500 and playing well going into the session.
All right. Thank you, Coach Carlisle. This has been the Conversations with Carlisle.